things. To go ahead and invite our incredible children's director, Heather Taylor, up for a time of children's time for a message prepared especially for them.
Thank you. Okay, let's all scooch to the middle. Let's scooch. Let's all scooch. Hey, Rosie, how are you? You know, I glanced over at Jordan when I got into the sanctuary, and I thought he had floral pants on. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. No, that's Katrina. But if you want to wear floral pants, it would work for you. Yeah. So, okay, guys, let's scooch in. Can you scooch in? Callie, move in. Hey, Scarlett. Hey, guys. Hey, Luce. Hey, Levi. Hey, Ben. How's it going? We were just so excited and thankful that your dad's doing better, Ben and Levi. So super awesome. I got this out. I was going to take this to the nursery because James said that he liked stars. And then Miss Audie said, are you doing that for children's time? And I was like, no. But then, okay, yeah, we'll do it for children's time. Isn't that fun? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he brought in the light, and the light was good. So that's what this reminded me of. And, you know, God is good all the time. Did you know God is good all the time? Even when bad things happen, God is good all the time. Can you say that? God is good all the time. You know, in the garden when Adam and Eve encountered the serpent in the tree and Eve disobeyed and took part of the fruit, that was just a sad time, and the heart was taken and damaged. And it made it sad for us that we kind of experienced some sadness in our world, right? But through Jesus and our salvation through him, it can heal our heart completely. So that's why, so God so loved the world, this is from the Bible, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. And that is the best gift that God ever gave us, salvation through his son, Jesus. Can you all say that scripture with me from John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Thank you for saying that with me. Okay, let's bow our heads and we'll close our eyes. Dear God, we are so grateful for you, for your amazing grace for us. We ask your forgiveness, Lord, when we aren't close to you. Help us to remember, Lord, to always pray to you, invite you into our hearts, and to make everything good again. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All righty, let's go to children's church with Miss Audie at the back. Thank you.